Qatar with Matt Jones.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.
Let's talk Tranmere because they've signed a player today. Ryan Williams has had quite a career, which has included going over to play in Canada and in Brazil. But he has returned to the Wirral, where he was brought up, and has signed a contract with Rovers until January. I went down to Solar Campus, the club's training ground, today, and he's been telling me all about that stay in Brazil.
I was playing in the US League for Ottawa Fury. They're based in Canada. I think there's five Canadian teams that play in the US system, and I had quite a successful couple of seasons. There was a fair bit of interest in me in the previous summer. Nothing materialised, and then come the end of the season, my contract was up, and we had a couple of Brazilian lads on the team, and one of their agents got in touch with me, and he was like, you know, would you be interested in coming out to Brazil if I could arrange it? And at the time I was 26, and I was thinking, you know, I've really enjoyed myself out in North America. You know, I feel like I've developed a lot as a person and as a player. So, you know, for me, the logical next step was to try and push the boundaries a little bit more and see how much more I could develop. And, you know, it was a tough spell out there. Personally, away from the pitch, you know, you're very isolated. It was a massive club, and you can't really go out. You know, out sort of being mobbed in many ways. You know, some games we could get 40,000 fans, and we were the main club in the north of Brazil. So, you know, there was a lot of focus. There wasn't really much time where you could switch off unless you basically isolated yourself and stayed in the house. So that was a new experience for me. But in terms of the football and the lads there, it was brilliant. You know, the style of football was great. The lads, you can see why they develop the players they do, because they're very technical, and they think about the game as well. You know, they're very calculated in how they play the game. So that was fantastic for myself. But like I said, in terms of my development as a player,
what was the standard like?
Standard's very good. One of the lads, one of our strikers, he's just got a big money move out to China, actually. So I think him and his family are set for the rest of their lives, if we're being honest. So, you know, good for him. But I'd probably say the lads in the... I was in Serie B, which is, you know, the second division. I mean, if you look at the top division, Serie A, one of the lads has just signed for Real Madrid for 40 million. There's quite a few lads out there that'll probably make big moves to big European teams. So obviously the Serie A out there is some top players. Like Serie B, the lads out there, there's plenty of lads in that division that could play in the top division. I'd probably say a lot of the starting 11 of most teams, the players in their teams could probably play in the second division in most leagues in the world. You know, it was a very good level, and like I was saying, you know, with Brazil, you could probably pick up a rock and find a world class player under it. You know, they're everywhere. You'd be going to training in the morning, there'd already be kids out on the street, you know, playing with, in the bare feet, with, you know, with little balls and stuff like that. And like I was saying, I think it was interesting for me in terms of looking at how players are developed. You know, it kind of opened my eyes to how important culture is, and the culture of the game out there has a massive impact in how the players develop and why they play the way they do. So, you know, it was really interesting.
And you watched Tranmere growing up. What are your memories of watching Tranmere from the terraces?
Yeah, I mean, I first started going, I think it was around 1998, 1999, something like that. I remember going down to Wembley to watch them against Leicester. Obviously, I was only about 9, so I was probably crying my eyes out, if I'm being honest, after the game. But no, I had some fantastic memories. You know, with my school friends, we'd all sit on the cop, and it was great because, you know, back then, you know, your mum and dad did let you out with your mates. You'd pay your £3 and you'd go on a little adventure with your snacks, and no, it was fantastic. I mean, I still remember watching the manager play for Tranmere in the early 2000s. You know, even before that, I seen Andy Parkinson around the place. You know, I remember watching him running down the right wing. You had Alan Morgan on the left wing. So, you know, like I was saying before, for me to kind of feel like I've gone a little bit full circle. You know, every move I've made over the past 5 or 6, 7 years, I've always gone further away from home. You know, I started in non-league with Real and ended up at Morecambe, done 3 years in League Two, then I've gone further to Brentford, then up to Scotland with Inverness, then further away in Canada, finally further away in Brazil, and then I've finally found my way back to the Wirral. So now it's been really nice to be back home, you know, see your family, see your friends. But, you know, for me now, my focus is solely on my football now, and obviously, you know, trying to play my part for the team.
And what do you think you can bring to Tranmere, to bring to the squad, ability wise?
Yeah, well, I'll be honest, I've been really impressed with the squad, you know, since I've been coming training. You know, I think the squad's got a little bit of everything. I mentioned yesterday in an interview I'd done, you know, straight from the manager to players like Steve McNulty, Scott Davis. They've got pedigree in terms of getting promotions, you know, and straight away when I've come into the train, I can see why. You know, everyone about the place, from you know, the more experienced lads to the manager, they make sure the tempo of training every day is spot on. You know, standards are held high, and for me, that's sort of what's going to bring you success. You know, of course this year, you know, it's imperative that the club solidifies themselves as a football league club again, and you know, obviously, you know, we can look to sort of move forward. But in terms of what I can bring to the team, you know, I'm a forward thinking midfielder. I like to get on the ball, play forward. You know, my set pieces are always an advantage as well. You know, I feel very confident on them, and now I'm looking forward to get going. You know, obviously I don't want to say too much because you sort of set yourself up for failure, you know how it is, but yeah, I'm just looking forward to getting out there, and then obviously work hard for the shirt. And you know, I think I also mentioned yesterday it massively means a lot to me, you know, being a local lad. So you know, I think as a player, you know, you can't go out there and say I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, but one thing I will say I'll do is, you know, I'll give 110% every time I pull on the white shirt.
The tears when Tranmere lost to Leicester then were the more when they won against Boreham Wood this summer.
Do you know what, I was out in Brazil, and like I was saying, I was very limited with what I could do with my time. I'd go to train and come home by 11 o'clock, and because we had to train so early because of the heat, you've got the rest of the day to yourself. So I was keeping tabs on it through Twitter, and when the result finally come through that, you know, the team had been promoted, I was absolutely delighted, because, you know, I mean, you only have to look at the facilities the club's got, the players, the manager the club's got. It's a, without doubt, it's a football league club by a mile, and I think everyone knows how difficult it is to get out the conference. It's such a, you know, it's such a difficult league. You know, you see it every year. Anyone can beat anyone, so you know, it's a massive praise goes out to, you know the lads last year for getting the team up and getting them back to where they belong. I think, you know, moving forward, the aim for this club's always got to be to keep pushing forward and keep trying to move up the divisions. I mean, like I was saying, when I was a young lad, I remember watching Division 1 football at Prenton Park, and that, you know, they were fantastic days for myself and my friends, and you know, I'm sure the other fans as well. So no, I mean, I'm really looking forward to getting going then.
And the dream, I guess, is to score in front of the Kop then?
Oh, you know, that'd be a magical thing for me. I actually think last time I played at Prenton Park, I think I was about 14 in the School Cup final. I actually scored a couple of goals, to be fair. So, you know, I think to do that again, but in front of the Tranmere fans would be something pretty special.
Full time with Matt Jones.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.